OTAs have been going for you so far?
So far, so good. First 2 days, we learned a lot. Young guys getting in there and getting reps, but it's going as planned so far.
You're number two in a new system. How much difference can you tell in the way that the unit plays and how you play specifically?
A lot. It's more knowledge on our part. As you know, knowledge is one of the biggest parts of this game. So us coming in and knowing, rather than last year, us coming in and having to learn everything fresh and brand new is way better. We're moving faster because we know what to do.
So is this kind of the first time you feel like a veteran? Last year you were kind of a rookie again because mm-hmm. there was a new system and a new coaching staff and everything was new last year.
Yeah,
is this
I mean,
kind of like your first veteran year?
It kind of is. But at the same time, I'm still working like I'm that same rookie. I got a lot to do, a lot to improve on. So it's pretty much the same for me every year.
You ready to come back in, play over 1,000 snaps again? Quite rare for a nose tackle.
Yeah, I mean, whatever we need, man. I ain't been running all these sprints and doing all this for no reason. So. Whatever this team needs me to do is what I'll do.
Where'd you check in at weight-wise when you reported to camp?
336 right now.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's lighter than last year?
Yeah. It's just saving a little bit for me in the wintertime because everyone knows how it goes in that time of the year. So I'm under now. I should be even by then.
Cool. You change your workout program in any way, or did you find what you did last year was pretty good?
Last year, what I did was pretty good. It worked for me. And I think I had an RA year last year, so can't change too much.
Is there anything you're doing to work on improving your pass rush, man? How can you sustain that throughout the entire year?
Just working on it every day, staying consistent, and just I look at a lot of film of other people, see how they pass rush, and just coming out here and working on it. It's pretty much the only way you can get better on it.
Against Dallas, I think you got a sack with a swim move. How many times did you try and work that move? Were you trying to make that your go-to thing, or is that just something in the arsenal?
Something in the arsenal. I'm trying to work on a lot of stuff, pretty much. You can't just have one thing these days. They'll pick up on it, and it won't be useful no more. So I'm just trying to get as much as I can.
Dontari, what does it mean to you to be in the same scheme again?
It means a lot. Like I said, It's a lot of things that go into a defense, so once you know the basics, you can kind of learn the ins and out of it. So that's pretty much what I'm doing this year, learning more about it, learning what other positions do. So it's been good for me.
Do you keep in touch with the defensive guys who are here, like Brandon and Justin?
I know they're working out and doing what they need to do, but, I mean, when the time comes, they'll be here and ready.
Yesterday, Alex Smith was saying how he thinks – OTAs are more important than ever just because of how everything is shifted and the time schedule, mm-hmm. the time off, whatever, that you got to get the most out of them. When guys aren't here, does that hurt?
I mean, no, not at all. I mean, they're professionals. They know what they need to work on. And like y'all said, it's the same scheme from last year, so they're not really learning too much new. As long as they come in and their body's in shape, which I know they're working out and getting ready, they'll be all right.
All right, you know what it's like to be the top pick. I mean, are you helping out at all?
I mean, he's doing pretty much everything he needs to do. He comes in every day, works hard. He asks, you know, asks a lot of questions. So, I mean, anything that there's to do, he's doing it.
So he's a talker?
A little bit.
Is that it? Okay.
Thanks, Dr.
All right.